The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Biggio's in the Marriott Marquis. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Do you think that you could have made it without him and he without you? Do you think that your careers played off of each other because you're not scoring as many runs? Yeah. He's not batting as many guys in if he doesn't have you. Do you think of it that way?
I think that's an excellent question because it's, you know, he and I talk about it a lot. We complemented each other very well. I mean, I was the worker. I was the guy out there, got on, got hit, stole bases, got in scoring position. He can roll a ground ball over to short and, you know, you score. And he knew me and I knew him. And it was like, you know, when you, it's almost like a marriage.
Springer, Bregman, Altuve, Correa.
That's probably how I would do it.
Yeah. I think that's what they're doing. I think that's what they're looking at.
But if you I still wish they had a real true leadoff man. I don't really like Springer in that role.
I actually think Altuve would be a good leadoff man. Like, I would maximize that guy's at bats.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, live here at Biggio's. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, you can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Producer T. Scott today. And if you want those, you want to be in the hamster race Saturday and you want those tickets, you tweet at Producer T. Scott. He's going to pick a winner. And if you miss the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. Lots of good stuff. Go check it out. And including that interview with Craig Biggio, who came out here to Biggio's and sat down with us and did a segment. So that was pretty cool. Coming up next segment, we'll have Pillow Talk. And full disclosure, we recorded this last week because Beth is out of town. And I'm not going to lie, probably the most uncomfortable thing that I've ever done in radio. In terms of, you might want to turn his mic on there, buddy.
It's on me.
Oh, wrong. Okay, one of us.
That's on me.
One of us does this every single.
That's on me.
Road
it's whoever's show. Closest to the
other mic.
The other mic. Yeah.
I think it'll make good radio. I don't know, because in the moment I was just too busy being freaked out. So
it could easily be awful.
It could be awful. So that's what.
But you're
I,
warned. So
yeah, we're warning you ahead of time. It's either going to be really good radio. You're going to be entertained. Or it's going to be really awful, and you're going to be like, okay, that was a fail.
That's weird.
And, Nick, don't be a Nick. Don't spoil movies that are just now out. It's okay to spoil movies that are 25 years old. It really, Gone with the Wind is not the same as Logan. Come on. All right.
I'll block anybody who spoils Logan for me, I swear to God.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's... See, that's a dickweed move.
Yeah.
When movies are out currently. To me, the statute of limitations is after they've been out on DVD for 6 months. Because by then...
If it gets out on... Like, if it's out on DVD for a week, if you really want to see it, you'll go... True, you'll get it.
But
you'll order it on demand. You've got something.
But I'll give it to you until it gets off of on demand. And then by then, that's on you.
Okay.
See, I'm a little more
sympathetic. You're more generous than I am.
Yeah, in general. So, as y'all are aware, Texans seriously moving for Romo.
Are we, though? Are we aware?
I don't know. I'm sure they'll try. But I think there's a lot of other... I think there's a lot of other possibilities. All right, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you guys about Harry's Razors.
Do it.
And how convenient they are, how affordable they are, how good they are. And that's the thing. Big razor companies, for years, they just increase prices. They reap immense profits. And Harry's got sick of that. So they bought their own factory and decided, hey, we're going to take less profit. We're going to sell it to you directly over the internet so they can offer their blades at half the price. It's just $2 compared to $4 or more You'll pay if you go to the store. And the great thing is you don't have to go to the store. You can just set up a plan here, and you'll get your replacement blades. You'll get everything. It comes right to your door. You don't have to worry about going to the store and dealing with anything. The quality is great, and I love it. I don't have to go deal with salespeople or human beings and ask them to unlock something so that I can buy a damn razor. I get a quality razor sent right to me. They're so confident you're going to love their blades as much as I do, they're going to give you their set for free. You just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a Truman ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try. But this offer is only available for Blitzers if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
On ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
All right, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you guys about Harry's razors.
Do it.
And how convenient they are, how affordable they are, how good they are. And that's the thing. Big razor companies, for years, they just increase prices. They reap immense profits. And Harry's got sick of that. So they bought their own factory and decided, hey, we're going to take less profit. We're going to sell it to you directly over the internet so they can offer their blades at half the price. It's just $2 compared to $4 or more you'll pay if you go to the store. And the great thing is you don't have to go to the store. You can just set up a plan here, and you'll get your replacement blades. You'll get everything. It comes right to your door. You don't have to worry about going to the store and dealing with anything. The quality is great. And I love it. I don't have to go deal with salespeople or human beings and ask them to unlock something so that I can buy a damn razor. I get a quality razor sent right to me. They're so confident you're going to love their blades as much as I do, they're going to give you their set for free. You just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a Truman ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try, but this offer is only available for Blitzers if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
On ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
Are you a stressed out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? I'm John Granato for Renter's Warehouse right here in Houston. Whether you own one or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These guys help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 18 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, no marketing fees, and you can cancel at any time. They'll give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more, all for one low, flat, monthly fee. So let it go. Let it go! This year, hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 713-224-RENT to speak to a rent estate advisor today. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate. renterswarehouse.com.
Energy bills are going up, and every day you're throwing money out the window. Unless you have energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. Window World earned the Good Housekeeping Seal and is the number one replacement window company in America. For a free in-home estimate, go to windowworldhouston.com.
Is your pet out of control? What are you waiting on? Send them to Man's Best Friend today. Jumping on the furniture, chewing, barking, Man's Best Friend takes care of it all. Go to mansbestfriend.com, book your free evaluation, 25% off all training, mansbestfriend.com. Woof, woof.
Hey, this is Fred Fowler, and you know I wrote the book on horse race betting. Now I'm going to tell you where to place those bets, usracing.com. US Racing features award-winning race analysis, interviews, and free handicapping tips. Bet on over 200 tracks from your computer, tablets, and your phone. usracing.com offers daily rebates with bets on horses, jockeys, and even trainers. Bets are safe, fun, and secure. New players can qualify for a $150 sign-up bonus. Get your blood rushing again at usracing.com or call 1-844-US-RACING now to set up your account.
My Pillow presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling. Brought to you by Darling Way and My Pillow.
All right, we are back on the Blitz, and it is time once again for Pillow Talk with our good friend Beth Liebling from Darling Way. But we have a very special guest who is joining us for tonight's segment. Introduce your guest, Beth.
Aw, thank you. I'm so glad to have my good friend, Mistress Ella, here, who is one of the leading women in the Club Femme organization, which is a worldwide lifestyle organization, the most famous, well-known, well-respected group across the world, all about women in charge and men as submissives. So I'm so glad to have her here. She's local in Houston.
She treats men like dogs.
She treats like men the way they that they want to be treated.
Oh, okay.
And well, she makes this man glad, unfortunately. And she teaches workshops all across the country and the world. And I'm just so glad that she decided to come here and join us today. And she's got so much to teach you.
All right. Well, when you have a name like Mistress, mm-hmm. how do you get that? Is that like a title? Where does that come from?
Basically, yes. Mistress Ella Strickland is my title. In Club Femme, I'm the headmistress. So it all comes from a position of authority, of course. Yes.
And power. She's got a lot of power. You can tell by looking at her, she's got a lot of power, and she's comfortable with it.
Well, I have to say I'm a little intimidated by some of the things she's brought here.
Yeah, she's brought out some very heavy weapons. Oh, and now her...
All sorts of romantic props here. And I told her, so she was going to teach how to flog. Because we talked a little bit in Pillow Talk before that we're going to, each one of us is going to take a certain little adventure.
Look at that thing over there with the chains. That is a dangerous weapon, I believe.
Oh, but...
That should be banned in like 17
anything
states.
Anything can be just used with love and affection and attention, right? I think everything can be pleasure and everything can be pain or anything in the middle.
It's thuddy. If someone is clothed, it penetrates. If you're a rubberist, you need implements that penetrate through the material.
Do you know what a rubberist is?
Wait, yeah, I was about to say.
Is that like the gimp on Pulp Fiction?
Oh, dear.
I don't think so. The people who like to wear a lot of latex. They put latex on, sometimes full body latex suits.
They're clothing fetishists.
Yes,
like furries.
Furry is actually,
like the ones who dress up like mascots and do it.
That is a wardrobe fetish, yes. But rubberists is a very, I'd say, a wider audience of fetishists that love to wear rubber as their second skin.
Okay.
They're sensual. But it's also difficult to penetrate with the usual implements.
So you have to use that the chain.
Yes, the chain or rubber implements, for example.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Are you ready for your lesson?
No, I kind of think that... you know, a little intimidated by all this weaponry here. Not really my thing, but okay, I'm willing to learn.
So can I just tell you, though, I think the problem is that y'all see it, that you see pain. And I think if you think about the spectrum, as I tell people...
The only one that seems painful is the chain one.
Okay.
The other I see is like, I could see how some of those would be pleasurable.
Yeah.
I feel like that would I'd have a hard time getting pleasure out of that in any way.
Okay, well that's fair, but I think... Maybe it helps if people recognize that the pain and pleasure, it's all on the same spectrum, and where you draw your line is different than where somebody else draws theirs.
Flogging is very sensual.
Flogging can be very, very sensual. It can be very rhythmic. It can be very the thuddy. I'm telling you, from my personal experience, I find it more relaxing than a massage. A gentle massage, and again, I'm telling you, my mind is someplace else. So this is enough to kind of wake you up. And it's a workout, too. Everybody's trying to find a new way to work out. Well, this is way more fun than going to any gym I've seen. So,
well, I have to say,
we choke each other at my gym.
Yeah, well, and crawl around on top of each other too.
That's a fetish too. There's all sorts of choking that goes on. And sort of,
how do you get into this though? How did you get started in this?
Oh, on a dare. You don't want to know. It's a long story. On a dare, And I kind of got dared into it, and I got completely high as a kite on the whole thing. And this was when I was a very young girl. And over time, every time I had any kind of an experience that was associated with me taking the power and the control of a situation, I found that it really got me going. So I went for more and more.
And that's why you have 20 of these things here now.
Many more.
Oh, she's got a whole dungeon. So she's got an amazing setup.
At your house, you have a dungeon?
Yes.
Oh.
But the idea of this array of things is to show you that you can go from very soft and sensual, and then you accelerate through higher levels of intensity. And you can go as far as your submissive is ready to go. Because what happens is...
Do you have to have a safe word?
Oh, you should. You
like
should
mayonnaise?
Communicate constantly. Mayonnaise, whatever.
That seems like a good one.
It's usually...
Not harder, right?
It's usually ouch, stop.
Okay.
Red works really well because most people will not forget that. And it's funny, once you start doing, there's a high that goes along with it, whether you're on the top or the bottom side.
Can we just get to the part where we hit Fred?
No, I'm not being hit now. I want to learn how to do this.
Fred is going to be the student, is my understanding.
Yeah, I'm not.
I thought he was going to be the bottom. I thought he was going to be submissive to you today.
I don't think he's ready for that.
No, that's not happening. You know better than that.
All right. Well,
all right.
But I volunteered to let him practice on me.
Fred is going to spank you?
No, these are floggers.
Flogging, dear.
He's going to flog
spanking
you?
Spanking is a different thing.
I said that would be okay. I trust Ella completely.
Or do you trust Fred completely?
I completely trust Mistress Ella.
Okay.
Let's just reiterate that. And I believe that she will be able to keep Fred in line. So I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. All right. So show us what we're going to do, and you give play-by-play.
Okay.
So,
all right. Beth has taken off her top.
Okay, Fred, there's three things that you need to know. One is motivation, why you do this. And I think we covered a little bit of that. It's in order to establish trust. It's in order to take control of the action-driven scene that you're about to enter into. Number two is safety, strike zones. And we'll cover that. And number three is technique, of course. All right.
You don't want to be flogging and hit somebody's neck or ear or around in their face, right?
Yeah. I kind of figured that on my own.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing how people actually don't figure these things out sometimes. So, where do you want me to stand?
Well, right there. Yeah, where we have room here. He can move. He can go over there.
Yeah. Get out of the way.
He's a skinny little dude.
Raj.
Well, you can just show me. I don't have to. I can observe and learn. I don't have to actually perform. Well, I offered because it was Beth's idea, and I thought it would be fun. And now I look at all these things, and it's not for me.
I want to hit Fred with the chain.
Let's start with just some really.
I just realized I'm not nearly as adventurous as I used to.
This is a horse tail. Take your pants off and bend over,
no,
Fred. They're gonna.
I'll bet on the two.
Play pony.
Oh.
Well, we've talked about that before, the My Little Bronies. Should Beth be wearing pants, do you think?
Beth should absolutely be wearing pants.
Okay, I was just making sure. I don't know.
Thank you for your concern.
Okay.
Under the current situation, she should be wearing
pants. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. So they are looking at the upper back only.
Yeah, above the lower rib cage.
Okay.
And, of course, strike zone.
She's pointing at Beth's ass at this point, patting her gently on the buttocks. It's beautiful. I love it.
Thank you. So much better.
What if that's what the guy is into? Like when you're the Mistress Ella and you're like if some dude wants you to rough him up.
Somebody wants me to pop him in the eye.
Right.
Say forget it.
What if he's into neck and ear slapping? Are you okay with that? No, really. Oh.
She wouldn't last very long. Anymore.
You're not as hardcore as I thought.
No, maybe not.
Okay.
She's waiting.
It's just like a windmill motion I see here.
Windmill motion is a great way to start. And what you want to do is back away, hit her with the tips. You see?
Just a tip. Can you hear that? Are we picking that up on the mic, Fred, do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure we are.
I know. Sometimes hearing things is hard to count.
All right. Let's hit her harder now.
All right. Give her a
it's like a car wash, kind of.
So, yes. That's exactly what I told you. That is a good way.
Oh, that now we're snapping it here. You have no fat on your hips, Beth. What are you talking about?
I loved you.
That's right.
So this is why we do the circle. What we're doing is concentrating on hitting her with the tips of the flogger. these soft leather.
You should get your money back if there's like 80 of them. I don't want to feel that.
No.
It's not for me.
This is not even remotely sexual to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get any sexiness from it.
No.
But I think I'm not into,
I mean, that's
like,
cool, but people are into, they're into. But
that's more intense? The horse tail?
A little more intense.
Okay. It looks like it would be soft.
Because it can sting. If you just feel it on your arm. Oh.
Now, Mistress Ella now looks like a ninja. It's almost like Daredevil on the television show fighting with those sticks. She's very...
beautiful, right? It's,
yeah.
Like, she looks like she's dancing and stuff. It's amazing.
Or Michelangelo with nunchucks in the Ninja Turtle movie. I could see a little bit of both of those.
I think she's way better looking than Michelangelo.
Less turtleish.
Yeah. And way prettier curves.
Right. Now Mistress Ella is pulling Beth's hair high up by her neck.
Puts me in my place.
Puts you in your place. You like that? That makes you happy?
And it's really weird, but if she's doing what she wants, I don't have the responsibility of actually pleasing her. And in the rest of my life, I'm trying to please a lot of people and make a lot of people happy.
I don't try to make anyone happy. Everyone's happiness is their own responsibility.
No, you try to make your wife happy. I know you. The submissive doesn't have to guess. You tell them. Mm-hmm. It's oddly peaceful. So, getting flogged, it's peaceful.
Is this one different than the first one? Does it feel different than the first one?
Yes.
Because there's less of the
area that it's being hit, and so it's a stronger feel. Plus, with the horsehair, it, like, woke up all the nerves in my back.
Okay.
So, the sensation, I'm just feeling.
Are you going to feel it, like, later tonight?
Oh, later tonight, I'll be wishing it was longer.
Really?
Just like a massage. Haven't you ever had like an hour massage and you think, God, I wish this was going to be 2 hours?
I have. After an hour, though, I'm like, I can't sit there for longer than an hour.
Right, because your brain's going, right?
All right.
It's just right. But here, I lose my brain, so no, it's awesome.
Oh boy.
No. Okay, now
there's like sandbags on the end of the earth. Like,
what?
Here we're playing with the sensations.
This looks like a weapon. One of those looks like it's made of barbed wire.
Yeah, that one's gonna hurt.
Oh boy, here we go.
This won't hurt.
Oh, yeah, she's... I feel like if you weren't into flogging people, you could be a martial artist with this technique.
This is nunchucks.
Yeah, have you ever used nunchucks? I feel like you could. You could hurt someone. When I was a kid, I made homemade nunchucks. I used to use them all the time.
Well,
I never hit them with people, hit people with them, but...
You
want to
try?
No, absolutely not.
Well, when I was learning this, I was really into body balance. And I didn't... Now, these are fantastic. Okay, let me get back to where I was. I have many of my floggers and whips because I do also do bull whipping. And I always do it with two hands. And I'm into body balance. Many dominatrices, after 10 years or so of this, they get rotator cuff problems. So that's why I use two implements. And this...
Oh my God! Yes,
this is up all her back.
Yeah. Yeah, this is more of like a thud.
This is big thuds. Yes.
Right.
This is like somebody a massage, mm-hmm. like using their hands. And, yeah, that feels awesome. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be wishing this was longer.
All right, I say we use the chains on her.
Well, once her endorphins, good that you mentioned that, because once her endorphins
now she's
are
worked
all kicked
up.
In, she's ready for the hard stuff.
Okay.
Because
oh, that's what I like.
Her sensation level and her tolerance level is now right.
Give her the hard. Oh.
Oh wow.
But in a good way, right?
I'm going to take your word for
Fred,
that.
Fred, I think it's your turn now. Take your shirt off.
Not a chance in hell.
Okay. You should hit her with the fat end of it.
But I use these long ones because I'm a girl, and these things wear my arms down. And when it's at the end of a whip like this, it's much easier on me.
There you go.
I feel so good.
You're bleeding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Not at all. That I'm not into. That's a fetish, too.
Her skin right now is like a burner.
Yeah, you might feel like a little oven burner.
No, I don't.
Well, I feel my back. It's all lit up.
It's warm. She's sweating almost.
Right, so do you, like, do classes on this?
Yes.
Well, tell the people how they can get your classes if they're into this sort of thing.
Well,
you're also a cheerleader.
Those are for, actually...
There's for all sorts
violet
of different
ones. Yeah. Electrical, they conduct electricity.
Oh, I shouldn't have touched that. That could have killed me.
No, I teach, demonstrate regularly for Club Femme parties because we like to kick off every event with a theme.
For example, this month happens to be flogger night. January was sadistic nurse night. So we...
Interesting.
So we'll also... Judas, our slave auction. Right. So we have different, you know, ways of celebrating the different aspects and expression. But it's all femdom within my organization. I also present regularly at the DomCon conventions, which are held in different parts of the country twice a year.
And then Fred used to go to DomCon. Yeah. DomCon.
I want to hear about that one someday. But I will tell you, for people who are interested in learning about flogging, and like I said, you can do it. I have rabbit fur floggers. I have ones that are really super soft and just all sorts of just really nice, easy sensation. But we'll do all sorts of different workshops at Darling Way because we want everybody to have whatever kind of romance it is that they want.
Fred, do you feel like you got a lesson today?
I feel like I got a lesson in something that I have no interest in ever trying.
It's not for you.
No, not for me. Which, hey, that's cool. Everybody's into what they're into. But
it's a hard limit for you, Fred. You don't want to be flogged.
No, or flog anyone for that matter.
Okay.
But see, it's good to know, right? There are so many times I didn't know about this for so many years, and I just think that everybody should recognize that there are different options out there. Nobody has an excuse to be bored anymore. There's something new, and if this isn't for you, that's great, but at least you know something about it, and you keep going on, right?
I will flog Jong after the show today. How about that?
Yeah, you might not connect to this, but you may connect to something else.
That's right. Yeah. Like the foxtail.
I'm not doing the foxtail either.
Try the foxtail.
I'm not doing the foxtail.
Try it.
Oh, that foxtail is just lovely.
I think it would look good on Fred, right?
Yeah, it would look so good on Fred.
No. Nothing looks good on Fred except like a really big trench coat that covers everything.
We could put fox ears on you.
Oh, a trench coat. No, not one of those. But hey, don't forget, AJ, you're coming up because we're getting to those male masturbators. So we're going to give you a chance to shine. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, mistress, thank you so much for displaying, and Beth for allowing yourself to be displayed.
And, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And Beth is now putting her clothes back on. She's completely nude this entire segment.
Do not. Oh, that would be awful. You'd be running out of the place going, that'd be terrible. No.
Oh, and
you're actually the first naked woman our man Raj here has ever seen. This is amazing for him.
That would be so.
That's not true. When he was homeless under the overpass, there were a lot of naked women. All right.
Hey, it's only because of y'all. I want you to know this is a big step for me to be able to do this and stuff. And I only did it because I think at Darling Way, we talk all the time, and I want people to own whoever they are and to be proud of it and to carry that.
You're saying
around.
You want to walk the walk.
So I want to walk the walk, and that's why I did this today, because I could have had somebody else come in and demo on them and stuff, but the fact, frankly, that y'all speak so honestly on your show about who you are and that there's no shame and stuff, I've taken to heart, too, and so this was a big step for me, and I appreciate the place, having the safety in the place to do this, and the respect of y'all
here.
Even.
We're terrifying men.
It is, because I know I have your hearts, even though you bashed on me, and that's just the perfect part.
Well, it was great meeting you guys.
You as well.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
You're
thank
a very
you.
Skilled you're young lady.
Very special. Thank you.
I would love to see you beat Fred sometime.
Not happening. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
That was Pillow Talk, presented by Darling Way and MyPillow. Visit MyPillow.com and use code ESPNQB for a buy one, get one free deal. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place to feel the tears, the place to lose your fears, yeah. Reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty, yeah.
To hold you close tonight and always, I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in a place to feel the tears, the place to lose your fears, yeah. Reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty, yeah. In a better day, better day, better day, loving and falling on, it's a paradise. I was young.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Biggio's in the Marriott Marquis. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Win the world. And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Biggio's. I hope you guys found that interesting or entertaining.
What did you think listening back? How did it make you feel?
More uncomfortable than it did at the
time.
What
did it give you from an emotional standpoint?
I don't really have emotions.
Okay, but, good for you.
But I do. I felt equally uncomfortable reliving that because okay. I could visualize it very well. It's just not my thing, man. I'm sorry.
You're not into being beaten.
Or beating on someone.
Okay.
You know, unless you're in a boxing ring or something, that's okay.
Yeah, but then it's not sexual.
No, and they're fighting back, theoretically, and hopefully.
Unless it's like my last MMA fight.
Yeah. There wasn't anything sexual about that either.
No.
But, yeah, and
there was a lot of heavy breathing.
There's a couple people who hated it and a lot of people who laughed. I think they were more laughing at our reaction than they were to everything else.
Okay.
Which is fair. Because, yes, if I sounded uncomfortable, it was because I was uncomfortable.
Okay.
And I know, man, hey, whatever you're into, that's cool. But I'm just not there's certain things that I could go my life without having to know about. But somebody out there may actually enjoy that now.
Want to
check out the
different strokes for different folks.
In this case, there were an awful lot of strokes going on.
Yep.
So...
Listening back didn't arouse you at all?
No.
Stand up. Let me see your pants.
No, I'm not standing up. Okay. It did not arouse me even a little
bit. All right.
Sorry.
Your wife was actually talking. I was sitting there talking to your wife during the break, and she was like, I actually wish Fred would beat me more. Like, it's not in a sexual way. Not like, like with your hands, but like with something.
No.
Okay.
No, not happening.
She said, I'd love for Fred to hit me with a cat.
I would like to kill a cat.
If you grab the cat by the legs, and she was like, if he would just grab the cat by the legs and just crush me with it, that'd be awesome.
I'm pretty sure she didn't say anything of the sort.
That's exactly what she said. I heard it.
Well, obviously she tells you more than she tells me.
That's right. She's waiting for you to figure it out on your own.
Oh, boy. 7137.
Dead or alive, she said on the cat. So just putting that out there, too.
Dead. Fine. All right. I want to make this real clear, Tyler. Do we have entries for the sumo race?
We did.
And did you pick a winner?
I did.
All right. Good. If you didn't win that, and I want to be as clear as possible here, these are just for tickets to be there Saturday night. Okay. You can win a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to join me in the special ESPN section. You'll enjoy a complimentary buffet while you watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday, March 11th, from 6 until 8. We'll play we have a handicapping contest from races 3 through 8. Don't miss out on the last weekend of live thoroughbred racing. The fun never ends at Sam Houston Race Park, but the thoroughbred meet's going to end at Sam Houston Race Park.
Okay.
I'm a little sad about that because I have been, I might not beat someone with a whip. I'm pretty happy beating up on those horses right now. So let's do caller 15. You get to go.
Beautiful.
Yeah. 281 says some dude somewhere in Houston was touching himself to that segment.
Probably, which is weird.
Yeah, very strange.
I never thought about that, but there's probably guys who are really into that and were turned on by a segment that we did.
Yeah, especially the whack, whack, whack. That's what people seem to think was the funniest, the smacking sounds.
And by the way, it could have gotten worse.
Yeah.
She had way more dangerous-looking items that she could have whacked with.
And she wasn't happy about not getting to do more time.
Yeah.
And I honestly,
she was happy to keep going.
She wanted to keep going, and she was kind of mad about it. And she had whips in her hands, and I was wanting to run. But, we try things sometimes. Sometimes they're home runs. Sometimes they're triples. Sometimes they're strikeouts. I don't know quite what this was, but I'm sure somebody enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And we're not going to have Death's last segment because I guess Jong just didn't do them.
Yeah, what a lazy...
Because he took the day off.
He went to go to Dallas so his brother's wife could have a baby?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Do you just get days off for any old baby now?
Well, I think it's an Asian thing. Anytime they have one.
All right.
So,
I mean, I understand, like, if you're the woman having the baby, take a day off from work.
Yeah.
Like, that makes sense.
Maybe 2 days. You might need to take 2 days off from work.
Take a rest. You hatched a human, breathe a little, and then get back to work.
Right.
But if you're, like, the brother of the man of the woman that had the baby,
well, that then you're just
questionable day off.
I want to drive up and see your baby.
Questionable day off.
No, you don't, because the baby's not going to be cute.
Yeah. Babies, when they're first born, are weird looking and weird smelling. You don't want to be around the mom.
You definitely want to wait at least a few weeks until they clean up a little bit and look like human beings. That's
right.
What I would say.
Until the mom can lick all the, like, post-baby stuff off them like a cat.
They do that?
I would assume.
I know you like beer, right?
I hate beer. I'm against beer.
Well, you don't have one in front of you right now, so maybe you do.
I poured it out into my mouth hole.
You probably have not been to Hong Kong lately.
I've honestly never been to Hong Kong, believe it or not.
Well, if you're going to fly to Hong Kong, you might want to try their airline Cathay Pacific, as they have launched Betsy Beer. It is the world's first handcrafted bottled beer specifically brewed to be enjoyed at 35,000 feet.
Why?
The high-altitude beer mellows out bitter flavors, since the bitter tastes are stronger in pressurized airplane cabins.
I feel like this is something John Granato would make fun of, and honestly, he'd be warranted for doing so.
I think so.
Like, that's booger eater stuff. Like, if you think, like, oh, the high altitude brings out a certain flavor, and like, no, I'm good.
That's not just booger eating. That's taking a straw and just going full
that's
on
booger
your nose.
Slurping.
Yeah. But apparently, it's supposed to be had at 35,000 feet or higher.
Okay.
Cathay Pacific General Manager of Marketing. Now, this is the longest title I've ever seen. Cathay Pacific General Manager Marketing Loyalty Program and CRM. Julian Lydon said, "We know that when you fly, your sense of taste changes. Airlines address this for food, but nobody's ever tried to improve the taste of beer at altitude. That seemed like a great opportunity for us to help our beer-loving passengers travel well."
That seemed like something that no one's ever really cared about, that you spent a lot of time and money on, and no one's going to care about tomorrow.
Yeah. I can't wait to not fly that airline and not try that beer.
Did you order a giant cookie with ice cream on top?
I did not.
Aaron?
They brought it to me.
Oh, because, good for you.
Because I'm nice.
Yeah. You seem like a guy who might eat a cookie with ice cream on it.
Probably won't, but it was nice that they brought it. Yeah. Trying to lose weight. This is not a good way to do it.
No, probably not.
Tell the people about Window World.
I will, because while you're trying to lose weight, I'm trying to save money, Fred. And if your home still has aluminum or wooden windows with regular glass, you need to check out the energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. They're double-hung, double-pane windows that offer American-made premium quality with a transferable lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage. So if your stupid teenage son is listening to his iPod while he mows the lawn and throws a rock through the window, guess what? Window World will come out and replace it for free. That's amazing. And I mean, you could still be mad at him. And you can say, "Son, that cost me $100. You can take that out of his allowance. But it's free. So it's $100 for you for free. Installation usually just takes a day for the average home. Finance, it's available. Call Window World today. Set up a free estimate, 713-439-1172, or go to windowworldhouston.com. Doors and siding also available. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN. 97.5.
All right, guys, I have to tell you about Houston Can Academies, and this is a terrific place. What they do is they take in kids who have dropped out of other schools. They don't know what to do. A lot of these kids had to get jobs. and it messed with their schedule, so they couldn't make class. Well, Houston Cahn Academy takes these kids in and works around whatever the problem was. If it's a travel problem, they get them bus passes. If they had problems reading because they couldn't see, they get them glasses. And that's what they do. And so many of these kids just need this chance, and they get this chance, and they go on and do great things. And they go on and graduate. They go on to college. They go on to become successful, and it's all thanks to Houston Cahn Academies. But they need your donations, and now more than ever, they desperately need your donations. And here's what I mean by your donations. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, tractors, lawnmowers, four-wheelers, anything like that. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running or not. They're going to accept it. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork, and your donation's tax-deductible. And if you're doing your taxes now and thinking, man, it would have been nice to have a deduction last year, well, now you can get one for next year, so you won't have to think about that. And school's back in session. They need it more than ever. If you donate today, they're also going to give you a $50 Visa gift card. If you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, just their way of saying thank you. Lots of Blitzers from all over the state have been donating. It's your turn. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Biggio's in the Marriott Marquis. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Last segment, believe it or not. Hey, let's rodeo, Houston. Cody Johnson is performing tonight. For just $18, you can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com for Cody Johnson. And coming up next at 7 o'clock, Soccer Matters with our good buddy Glenn Davis. Glenn might have been the only person in the building that would have been more uncomfortable with that segment than we were.
Glenn's uncomfortable with pretty much everything we do, to be honest.
Yeah, though. That's true. That's true. But apparently there was some big soccer upset today, so I'm sure he'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about it. I think some big comeback for somebody.
Dude. I don't usually eat sweets.
Yeah, I don't either. That's why I was just going to take one bite out of that thing. And
that cookie with ice cream is so damn good.
Yeah, if you're coming out to Biggio's, you definitely want to try that.
Yeah.
In fact, you probably don't want food. You want that.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
I would just don't bother ordering a salad. Just get like three of those cookies with ice cream on them.
Oh, no, don't get three. You'll be 600 pounds if you do that.
That's your problem.
Well, it's not my problem. It's their problem.
Right, but I mean, you save all the calories by not eating the salad, so you could at least get two, right?
I couldn't have eaten more than I barely had half of
that. You could have finished it, though, if you weren't worried about getting fat.
I could have, yeah.
Yeah, so could I.
But I mean, I couldn't do two of them.
When it's delicious, I can eat whatever. I can eat a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, it's delicious. And
that's like my wife says, like, we'll go to a barbecue place and I'll order a pound and a half of brisket. She's like, how do you even do that? And I was like, well, if it was a pound and a half of tofu, I wouldn't. But it's delicious, right. So.
And a half of broccoli?
No. I don't want that. But I'll eat a pound and a half of good brisket.
Well, I do want to thank Biggio's for having us out here today. This has been very cool. And nice place, man. If you're going to go to the games, well, the Rockets games right down the road, Astros games right down the road, and the Marriott Marquis, of course, a good place to stay if you need to be downtown. Right in the middle of everything. Yeah, Soccer Bilal says Barcelona came back from a 4-0 on aggregate to beat PSG 6-5.
Cool.
Awesome. Sorry, I just doesn't register with me. I don't follow things that closely over there.
William says you're always kind of funny, but today you are hilarious. Is that a compliment?
Yeah, I think it's a compliment. Always kind of funny.
I mean, is kind of funny a good thing? Like, oh, he's kind of funny.
Well, I mean, it's better than saying, dude, you're not funny.
Okay.
You're never funny.
That's fair. I'll take it. Thanks, William.
Yeah, I'm going to go with compliment.
Okay.
Since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, I'm going to say 90% chance that was a compliment.
Like, if you were to tell your wife, you're usually kind of decent looking. Tonight you look great. Is that a compliment?
I think I have said something to that effect to my wife.
You're usually somewhat presentable. Tonight you look really good.
Yeah.
She'd be okay with that?
No. But
you mean it as a compliment?
It's a different... Yeah, I wouldn't say it like that. I'd say, you know, you're usually pretty good looking, but tonight you look great.
Okay.
I'm just trying to... You have to set a different level, right? Because you can't look the same all the time. Sometimes you're going to look like a pig.
Okay.
You have to set it to where, you know, you think she looks good all the time, but every now and then when she like really dresses up, she looks great.
Okay.
Seem fair?
Fair.
Okay. So that was a compliment. I think that's what he was trying to say.
I'll take it.
You know, in a nice way. going through the text about 85-15 in favor of the segment.
Okay. Well, the good news is that's the last time we'll have a dominatrix on the show.
Yeah, we won't be doing that again, I can assure you.
It didn't work out for both of us, right?
No, I don't think either one of us were down with that, so... I'm sure we'll come up with something else for next time, and hopefully it will be, I at least hope it was entertaining.
Okay.
Because that's all I was trying to do was, at that point, once you get into that and you're horrified, it's like, we pretty much just have to try to make the most of this. It's kind of like a bad marriage.
Yeah.
You're just trying to make the most of it, right?
That's all you can do.
I'm pretty sure that's music in the background, so that is going to wrap it up for us. I want to thank everybody who has who came out today, and hopefully you're enjoying Biggio's. We'll be back in studio tomorrow for a very short show.
That's what she said.
Yeah, the dominatrix said that to me exactly.
Yep.
And till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.